Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be doing a little bit of conditional formatting on the scheduler form that we're making. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB60 and open it up. And wait some time for Access to wipe its feet. Okie dokie, right. Password, password. Okay, so where are we at? We're not interested in this for the moment. We are interested. Actually, let me move this. Here we are. We're interested in, I don't remember, form scheduler. This one here. Okie dokie. So, yeah. So, he says, waiting for something to happen, where nothing is. Oh, there we go. Right, okay. Right, here's the deal. We've got the scheduler. We've got the concept of having the dates along the top here. And then, within the scheduler, certain dates correspond to certain stays in certain rooms. So, in room 502, all we can say is that from the 15th of October to the 29th of October, we've got a Jay Merton, who also happens to be staying in room 504 and room 505. So that's interesting. So just obviously, I was just entering data willy-nilly, but the you know, maybe he's got a lot of kids. You know, he's bringing two wives. Bigamist. I don't know, but whatever. He's there in the three rooms. Now the thing is, the way we set the scheduler up is that it looks up a value in the Bookings Exploder table. So simply ask a question: on the 18th of October in room 405, is there a record? If there isn't, it's actually displaying a -1, even though you can't see it. And if there is, it's displaying the name. So what I've done is I've added conditional formatting from this row all the way to the end. And I haven't done it on the first row because I'm going to show you what I've done. It's not perfect, as you can see, but anyway, there you go. Now I'm just going to show you how I did that and give you some ideas what you can use conditional formatting for. So let's drop this into layout view. Let's press Control F1 to show the ribbon. And what I did was all these text boxes are named from text 0, 1, text 2, 3, 4, all the way up. And I clicked on text box. I went to format. I went to conditional formatting. And I need to do two things. First of all, I need to say if the value in the text box is equal to -1, I want to hide it. So we click on new rule, and I'm not actually hiding it, I'm making the color of the text the same as the background color, so it is actually still there. So what we say is field value is equal to -1. Now that's the expression, so it's going to check through there. Then we're going to say that the background should be blank and the text should be blank. So if I press OK and apply, you'll see that disappear. So then you'll say logically, okay, let's start another rule. Let's say if the field value then is not equal to -1, we'll say that the back color can be this pale or pastel orange. Be completely pretentious, and the text can be that color. Press OK, press apply, open the champagne, and it doesn't work. Why it doesn't work, I have no idea, but for some reason, if it's equal to -1, it works, and if it isn't equal to -1, it doesn't work. So thank you so much for that, Access. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do what's called a workaround. And yeah, that's what I was going to try. I was going to explain what a workaround is there, but I'm sure you know what that is. Anyway, so we click on new rule. A workaround, I will explain, is just a way of achieving something, an indirect way of achieving something, because the most simple or direct way doesn't seem to work. So what we need to then do is we need to evaluate this text box, and -1's a number and Jay Merton isn't. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Access, if this text box doesn't contain a numeric value, make the background color this orange and the text black. And we do that by going to expression is, clicking on the ellipsis, and we say not is numeric, and we have to choose this particular text box, which is text 0, txt0. Make sure you've got the open and close square brackets around that, and it hasn't put quotation marks. So that's the condition. So it's evaluating the text box. If it isn't numeric, we will change the background color to orange, and we will change the for color to black, and we'll apply that, and lo and behold, that works. So there you go. I don't know why the minus one thing didn't work, but whatever, right? Okay, so press apply, even though I've just done that. Press OK, go to form view, and now it's much easier to see that. Okay, right at the bottom, annoyingly, in these rooms, we've got Mr. J. Merton and no one else. And every now and again, a minus one pops up for no apparent reason. No idea why not. But we won't worry about that too much. So yeah, that's how to add conditional formatting. In the next video, I'm going to be showing you how you can click on these squares and bring up the relevant, or the related booking, I should say. So thank you for watching.